KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have clear skies. It's 20 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 35, with winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In the news, the Iowa Insurance Division reports a Nebraska man, 34-year-old Pierre Shackelford of Omaha, faces felony charges that include conspiracy to commit insurance fraud, arson in the second degree, and conspiracy to commit a non-enforceable felony. The charges were filed following an investigation by the Iowa Insurance Division's Fraud Bureau and the Council Bluffs Fire Department. They allege that Shackelford began provide false information to his insurance carrier in support of an insurance claim following a vehicle fire that took place in October of 2017. On November 16th of last year, the state of Iowa warrant was issued for the arrest of Shackelford, and on December 5th, he was taken into custody by Omaha police and booked into the Douglas County, Nebraska Department of Corrections. Shackelford was then extradited to Iowa, where he was released after posting bond December 27th. If you have any information about suspected insurance fraud, you're encouraged to contact the Iowa Insurance Division's Fraud Bureau at 515-242-5304. A man from Creston reported to police Sunday that sometime overnight, Saturday into Sunday, someone caused an estimated $300 damage to his truck. The tailgate of the vehicle had been vandalized with spray paint while the truck was parked at the man's residence in the 300 block of North Maple Street in Creston. No arrests have been reported. Page County Sheriff's Office reports a rural Clarinda man, 45-year-old Jess Scott Larson, was arrested Monday morning on a warrant. Larson was taken into custody at the Page County Courthouse on the warrant for theft in the third degree. He was transported to the Page County Jail and unable to post a $2,000 cash-only bond. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer on Tuesday released a report on recent arrests. Starmer said on Monday, 26-year-old Benjamin Lee Peterson of Audubon had been arrested for forgery and theft in the fifth degree, and 33-year-old Jamie Corinne Christensen of Audubon was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. This past Sunday, 30-year-old Jessica Lynn Pedrin of Audubon was arrested for theft in the fifth degree and driving with a suspended license. Last Saturday, 53-year-old James Frederick Barrett of Audubon was arrested by Audubon Police for OWI third offense and failure to maintain control. And 27-year-old Tyler Lee Carter of Audubon was arrested on three counts of counterfeit forgery and two counts of theft in the fifth degree. On January 2nd, Audubon Police arrested 40-year-old Joshua Robert Saunders of Audubon for violation of a no-contact order. A man arrested in Shelby County was transported to Pottawatomie County Monday evening, where he was wanted on warrants. 39-year-old Justin Dean Bywater of Harlan was wanted on the warrants for theft in the fourth degree and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. He was transported to the Pott County Jail and booked in. Elsewhere in the news, the American Red Cross encourages you to help meet the urgent need for blood and platelets by resolving to give blood this January, which is National Blood Donor Month. Donating blood or platelets is a way to make a life-saving impact in the new year for patients such as those with end-stage autoimmune liver disease. The critical role of blood and platelet donors has been celebrated each January for nearly 50 years during National Blood Donor Month, which happens to coincide with one of the most difficult times to maintain a sufficient supply of blood for patients. Busy holiday schedules, extreme winter weather, and seasonal illnesses often impact donor turnout this time of year. The Red Cross encourages eligible donors to resolve to give blood or platelets regularly this month. You can make an appointment to donate blood or platelets by downloading the free American Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Locally, some upcoming blood donation opportunities include today in Orient from 11 until 5 at the Orient Maxburg High School, in Atlantic tomorrow from noon until 6 at the YMCA, and in Griswold on Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Griswold High School. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cannon has announced that Cass County will host a National Weather Service Storm Spotter training presentation on Monday, February 25th, beginning at 7 p.m. The program will take place in the courtroom of the Cass County Courthouse. More information will be released as it becomes available. Storm Spotter training is offered to the public as a tool to identify severe weather phenomena such as tornadoes, cloud formations, and signs of impending severe weather. Persons who already have attended a spotter training program can use the session on February 25th as a refresher course. And Larry Hunt, CAM pre-K through 8th grade principal, reports the CAM FFA and CAM Middle School FFA, along with the CAM Middle School, are doing a joint community service project. The groups are working with a nonprofit group called Meals for the Heartland to package 30,000 meals to be donated to local food banks and other needy food banks that send meals to areas around the world to help people in need. The chapter applied for a grant of $2,000 from the Farm Credit Services in Harlan. They also received a donation from the Anita Lions Club to help pay for the products used in the meals. To meet the monetary needs, Farm Credit Services gave an additional $700 to fund the project. And on January 10th, members of both FFA groups, along with the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, will be set up in two groups to package all those meals. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For a great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.